The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull returns to Parliament this week with two polls putting his government equal or just behind Labor. A Fairfax Ipsos poll has the government and Labor neck and neck, while a News poll has again put the coalition 2 points behind Labor, 51 points to 49. The PM has recalled Parliament to pass the government's bill to bring back the construction industry watchdog. Crossbench Senator Ricky Muir told us earlier on Breakfast that it's not clear whether the government will genuinely compromise to pass the bill or instead push for that double dissolution trigger.
How serious the government is actually about passing this bill, or whether this is more just an operation for them to be able to get to a double dissolution, is really the million-dollar question at the moment. It does feel like we're on the final countdown.
At least 235 people have been confirmed dead after Ecuador was hit by its most powerful earthquake in decades. Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa, declared a state of emergency after the magnitude 7.8 quake struck on Saturday. Olympian Grant Hackett has been released by federal police after allegedly harassing another passenger on a domestic flight. Passengers on a flight from Adelaide to Melbourne reported that Mr. Hackett assaulted the person sitting in front of him for reclining his seat. A federal police spokesman has confirmed police spoke to a 35-year-old man at Melbourne Airport. A photo of a man alleged to be Mr. Hackett, bumped in a wheelchair, was aired on commercial TV last night.